This is episode 64 of the Business Growth Podcast. Hey listeners, in this episode today, I'm talking with Kevin Davis. He's the founder of PaidTraffic.com, and we're going to be talking about using paid advertising, specifically Facebook ads. He's going to be talking about taking that process of using your email list of your customers and putting that into Facebook, creating custom audiences, and then scaling those campaigns so that you make more money. He's going to go step by step through quite a bit of things. There's a lot of resources and valuable insights in this conversation. There's going to be a lot of things that you can take away to apply to your business right away. So let's dive into the conversation and talk with Kevin. Today I'm interviewing Kevin Davis on the podcast. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here, Spence.
All right. Kevin, I wanted to get together and talk about something I think is really valuable for business owners to help them grow their business through the medium of Facebook advertising. And I thought that you'd be the perfect guest to be able to teach this. So that's going to be our conversation today. Before we jump into it, can you give a quick background of your experience with Facebook advertising and a little background of who you are? And then we can jump into content.
Sure. As far as the Facebook advertising, I've been advertising on Facebook probably, I want to say, probably 5 years now. Originally, my girlfriend, now wife, had an e-commerce business selling paper online. And so one of our markets on that, or a couple of our markets there, were scrapbookers or people that make cards professionally for like wedding invitations or different things like that. And so we used Facebook in the early days back then to build that audience, build up the Facebook page like many businesses do. And then we used that to generate leads for our newsletter that then created the repeat business for that cardstock business. And then at the time I was also an admin of a Facebook group called Internet Marketing Super Friends. And then through that group, I got the opportunity to actually start running traffic for other clients and different things like that. And the first one was actually in the coaching market, but it was for triathlete coaches. And that's how I got started running ads professionally as an agency for other people. And that was probably about 4 years ago. And it kind of expanded mainly in the coaching market is what I work with. But I also have done some really weird things like a Barra Basics course out of Australia, where they teach you how to catch a trophy barramundi fish. So anyone that likes barramundi out in the restaurants, there's actually a guy down in Australia how to teaching you how to catch a trophy one that's over a meter long. So
interesting. So you've had a pretty big background with that. The conversation today, I really wanted to keep it around the custom audiences because that's the springboard for business owners for jumping into running ads on Facebook. So can you explain what custom audiences are, and then we'll jump into some of the tactical and the strategic things.
Sure. A custom audience is it's basically a list of people, much like you would have an email list, but it can be built off of visits to your website or off your email list or a phone list or any kind of data that you have of your customers or people that are interested in your business. You normally don't want to use a bot list. So there is places where you can go out and buy an email list or whatever. You really don't want to be using that when you upload an email list, and we'll get into that in a minute, to Facebook. You want to be an email list that you actually own and you have rights to use for that. But basically what it allows you to do is retarget or remarket, meaning that anyone that is on your custom audience, you can then show ads specifically to those people that have had some kind of interaction with your business.
Okay. And why is custom audience the springboard or like that foundation for running Facebook ads?
Well, if you're an established business, it's really helpful because you already have a pool of people that you know have some kind of interest in what you offer or your business or something like that. So Facebook, as well as all the different social media services out there, actually have the ability to upload your email list to then create a custom audience. So when you do that, you're basically going to be able to match usually about 50% of the people on your list to an actual Facebook account, and Facebook will let you market to those people. So it's really leveraging the assets that you already have, even if you've never marketed on Facebook at all. If you have at least been building an email list or even a business card drop for local businesses or something like that, you can then be bringing those contacts in and then start marketing to them on Facebook based, leveraging the asset that you already have in that list.
Okay. And what about as newer businesses? Will this apply to them, or how can they leverage that custom audience?
With a newer business, what you're going to be looking at is probably using the traffic to your website. So you can actually create a custom audience based on anyone that visits your website, or you can build it based on specific pages that they visited on your website. So let's say you're doing some blogging and you have five different categories in your blog. You could actually create custom audiences based on those five categories. Then you know what they're interested in based on what they're reading on your blog. You can then cater your advertising based on what they're reading from your website. Or in the case of remarketing a custom audience based on your checkout process, it could be that your checkout process has that they've added a product to the cart, they visited the order form, and then they completed an order. You could target people that have added to product to the cart. You could then remarket them specifically to that product, or the people that made it to the order form but didn't actually place the order. You could get them remarket those to then come back and complete their order on your website.
Okay. So I want to start going through some actual real case like scenarios so we can talk about what a business owner can do and how they can apply that. So a business owner already has a email list, and it's an email list of, you know, enough that they can actually create that custom audience.
Yep.
And let's just walk through what process you would take that business owner through to get it implemented, and where you would start and what those first steps would be.
Sure. Custom audiences used to be just based on the email address or a Facebook user ID. They've changed it recently within, I guess, the last year, that there's a lot of different data elements that you can include in the upload that you do to your custom audience. And the more information you provide, of course, the better matches you get. So you can include pretty much all the information you have. So like the first name, last name, their zip code or their address or their city. The phone numbers will actually help also. So you want to, when you extract your list from your existing email list that you have, you want to bring down all those additional information. And you're then uploading that to Facebook through Business Manager, through the audience menu on Business Manager. And when you do that, you'll then select all the different elements that apply. So you'll map up your first name column and your spreadsheet or your CSV file to the first name field in Facebook, and so on for all the different fields. Once you upload it, it'll then take usually a few hours now to match everything up, and then it'll give you the count of what you have left of what they were able to match. And then once that happens, you're able to select that within the ad manager to start your ads to advertising to that custom audience of the people that actually matched.
Okay. And what are the first types of ads that you would be running to groups?
It kind of depends on what the audience is built on. So if it is just a general email list type of thing, and I haven't segmented out customers versus not, it could be that you only have a few products, and you may actually want to do your whole list and then a segment that is your customers. And then you can include or exclude a custom audience as well when you're running your advertising. So you can exclude anyone that completed an order or is on your customer list from the rest of the people. And then that way you're not advertising the people that already have your product. So that would be the thing. Depending on what the business is, I would create an exclusion list as well as an inclusion list and exclude anyone that wouldn't be a match for what we're offering. And then I would set it up probably – The there's a couple different ways to do it. One thing is if it's a remarketing list based on visits to content, you're then probably going to want to go to some kind of lead generation to get those people onto your email list. And then that's kind of the next level of interaction with you before going to a sale. If they're already on your email list, I have some clients that are in there under the philosophy, if they're on my email list and I'm emailing them, I don't want to retarget them because I don't want to pay for the advertising when I already have them in my list. When the reality is, when you start looking at that, you start looking at your open rates today are probably about 15 to 20%, most likely. So there's 85 to 80% of the people you're not reaching. They're not opening your emails at all, let alone clicking through your emails. It really makes a difference in your business to use the custom audiences and remarket to those email lists as well, because there's so much noise in the world right now. I mean, your advertising, you're still only going to get probably 1% to 3% click-through rate on your ad, but they're continually seeing your brand. They're continually seeing you in your top of mind through your advertising. And what we see is anytime you're running any kind of paid advertising, your traffic gets lifted across all the different channels that you're working.
So true. Why do you think people are not willing or don't see the value in paying for that? I mean, it's just a, to me, I don't understand, but you've had more conversations around that than I have.
A lot of it comes down to the fact that they're not measuring their metrics a lot. So a lot of the clients, when I start, if I do a consultation or I start working with clients, they don't have a lot of analytics in place to actually know what's working and like what their cost per lead is, what their cost per acquisition is, different things like that. So they really have no clear picture of what's happening in the business, so they can't really measure what they can actually pay. And that's where it comes in on the paid traffic. A lot of times when paid traffic fails, it's because they have no idea what's actually working with the paid traffic and what's not. So with tools like what we use with Ad Espresso, you have the ability to get some insights as far as what your what targeting is working within the tool itself. But then you can also even segment your ads down to the different interests or the different custom audiences you have, or the or your fans versus your email list, to see what is actually performing the best between all the different targeting that you're using.
So you say they don't actually know what's going on. Does that mean that they're just tracking, you know, the top line numbers of saying, you know, here's where sales yesterday and here are sales today?
Pretty much, yeah. A lot of them will know what their monthly sales is or their monthly sales are for the or weekly sales and different things like that. But a lot of times they don't know what they're not. They're seeing the 30,000 foot level view of what are my sales for this month, but they don't know necessarily where those sales came in from. And part of it is it's most systems don't have that built in, and a lot of people are overwhelmed with like Google Analytics or getting that set up. There's some tools, I mean, like Infusionsoft does have some functionality to do some kind of tracking. Entreport does as well, but it's not granular enough, or they don't, in their advertising, the way our tool works is actually puts the UTM tags that Google Analytics uses on the ads themselves automatically. And then we can actually use some extra tools in Infusionsoft or the other tools to actually capture that on the contact record, so we can see exactly where that lead was generated and attribute it back to an ad. The benefit of setting up Google Analytics correctly is you can actually see the multiple touch points that led to that event happening. So generating that lead or generating. So it could be that the initial visit was through like a Google search or something like that. Then they visited the website three times directly. Then they came in through an ad. Then they got on our email list. They came in a couple through emails. And then they finally generated a sale. And you can see all that through the attribution chain within Google Analytics when that's set up correctly as well.
Okay. So, you know, basic foundational thing, everyone should have their analytics set up. Google Analytics is great. I support that completely. And then you getting back to understanding the business a little bit more and kind of granular.
Is it understanding the lifetime value of the customer from segment source, or is it cost per lead, or what metric are you looking at to determine how much you can spend or how valuable a certain lead source is coming from?
Yeah, we're looking for customer value mainly, and it could go to lifetime value. A lot of times lifetime value is harder to calculate through the different tracking systems. But you can put some mechanisms in place to track that. The biggest thing is how long it takes to make the sale. So there's some campaigns that we've ran with different clients that the time from a person becoming a lead or visiting the website to making a sale is actually a longer time. And so it's a risk as well as it's a mindset issue in that, can I outlive the 30-day lead time it takes for someone to have an interaction with us or multiple interactions with us before they convert to the sale? And that's the thing is, you need to have other things in place that are bringing in leads, bringing in sales outside of the paid traffic to kind of give you the buffer that you have the revenue base and the turnover in your sales that then lets the sale convert on the paid traffic, so that you're investing, you know, $10 today to get a person on a webinar, having that convert, you know, it may not convert 3 days from now when that webinar happens. It might be 20 days into the future that they finally say, yeah, this is what I need to do. And part of that is you know, paid traffic is generally not a vacuum. It also is very dependent on your back end processes as well. So when I generate that lead on a Facebook ad, you need to have the follow up and everything in place in order to convert that within whatever number of days that you need in order to be profitable and not run out of money. There's been problems where people had a higher ticket offer of a coaching offer of $8,000. And so they set up a test budget of $8,000 for Facebook ads, but then they couldn't generate enough leads and didn't have the process in place to close those sales during that test phase. And they didn't get enough leads, enough customers coming in to even make that single $8,000 sale to make it work.
Okay. So it's understanding the purchase cycle and being able to see if you can make that. So the remedy to it is starting out with a smaller budget and going for a 30, 45-day window and then ramping up. Is that what you'd say?
You're starting with a smaller budget, but you're also – it takes more budget than most people think. We usually say a test budget really is the $8,000 to $15,000. And people really, like, their breath gets taken away a lot of times when I say that. Most of the clients that we work with have a $2,000 price tag for their product, or they're a SaaS company, so they have some recurring revenue in place. And practically everyone that we work with has an existing offer and product and is known. And we've been lucky enough to work with more established businesses than new business. But as a new business, I would probably go down with a lower budget, but I would start more with your content amplification and your lead generation and focus on that. And then working with a smaller budget to generate the leads in, and then get your back end part of that where it's converting those small, you know, those lower cost leads that you have to sales based on your email campaigns over a 3-month period. So if you're just starting out, I'd focus on content and lead generation, and then tweaking and refining your follow-up process to convert those leads on a smaller budget to sales. But if you have an established product, an established funnel, in most cases, like in the coaching market, they have funnels that are already proven through joint venture partners and different things like that. And they're doing launches, which is mainly what we work with, is taking launches and turning them into evergreen offers that are running constantly with automated webinars. In that case, then it's more on the $8,000 to $15,000 budget. If you're basically $1 million a year or more company, that's where you should be at least.
What are the challenges or hangups that most people are facing when they're trying to expand in the marketplace with their Facebook?
A lot of it is fear of loss, I think. So okay. It's more challenges. Yeah, there's two sides of challenges. More is the mindset challenge and the internal challenges that are going in your mind where you're running an ad and it's costing you, $10, $12 an opt-in, and you're having problems converting that opt-in in at a reasonable price, and you're thinking, how could this actually be profitable? And you're cutting the things off and too early and saying this doesn't work, paid advertising doesn't work, and it's just that you haven't found the right mix to make it work, or haven't tested the right things to make it work. And it may be that you just don't have the ideas to test of what to test. Or the other biggest problem that I see people having is they think everyone is their customer. So their targeting is way too broad. They think every entrepreneur should have my product or my training. I have an awesome sales training that works for real estate agents, car salesmen, beauticians, and everybody in restaurants. But in reality, in order to sell a product to a restaurant, it's very different as far as what their problems, what their pain points are, the needs that they think they have are very different than what a beautician has, or different things like that. And so you really have to speak to your audience. And one of the first things you should be doing is creating a customer avatar so that you know who you're speaking to, and that one person that you're speaking to isn't a beautician, car salesman, and real estate agent all in one. I think it would be hard. Yeah, there might be some people out there that are a beautician, real estate agent, and car salesman all in one, but I think there's very few of them. There might be, I don't know, 200 in the U.S. or something like that. So, and then the other thing is more on the technical side of it. So, like I said, if you can set up the mechanisms in place so you can actually know what's working and what's not, and the easiest way to do that is actually work with a professional out there that's already doing this and can give you the technical expertise. A lot of times you can waste a lot of time trying to get started by trying to set everything up yourself or to do the targeting and everything and yourself, rather than actually paying someone to do it.
That makes a lot of sense. What's been something that was a shocker that was a total surprise you were not expecting and it like worked, that it was a surprise to you?
Yeah, last year we ran some advertising that were running what we now call warm-up ads, of running promoting video ads first to build the audience based on the video views. And I had heard that it'd work, and I just didn't believe that it would actually work, because so many of the views, like the 3-second views, the lower end views are basically someone hovering over it in their newsfeed. But what we did is we took the and this is another way that you can build custom audiences. So you can build custom audiences based on video views, and you have the option of building an audience of 3-second views, I think 10-second views, and then 25%, 50%, 75%, 90% views of a video. And so these were videos that were about 5 to 8 minutes long, so longer video. It isn't some 30-second spot or something like that. And then we took the people that viewed, we tested both 50% and 75%, and we created what's called a lookalike audience based on that. So we basically told people, or told Facebook, to say, we have this audience, just give us more people that look like this audience, and they have the same characteristics. So it's looking at the demographics and the interests and different things like that, and then it gives you a segment of the country that looks like that as well. And then we ran advertising to that lookalike audience, and we've We've done it since then a couple different ways. We've done it just targeting the lookalike audience, and then we've also done it where we're targeting interests that are overlaid onto the lookalike audience. And what's shocking is just targeting a lookalike audience of 2 million people and not overlaying interest to it, a lot of times actually performs a lot better for conversions than actually putting the interest on there as well.
That just because of how Facebook understands their own optimization? Is that the reason why?
Yeah, it's giving them the changes to the algorithm within like the last 6 to 12 months is really favoring larger audiences. So like in the past, we used to work with audiences that were usually around 100,000. We'd segment a lot. So all the different interests, if we had 20 interests, we'd be running 20 different ad sets, one for each interest. And then if it was a larger interest, if it was 1 million people, we would then break it down by gender. So we'd have men and women, and then we'd break it down into 5 segments of age groups. So it'd end up with 10 segments of 1 million in the audience, and try to get it down to the 50,000 to 100,000. Now with the Facebook algorithm, the way it is for advertising, it's really favoring larger audiences. So what we're finding that works best is actually if we can get an audience that's 1 million people, or 500,000 people, 250,000 to 1 million people, then it's actually working a lot better because it has a lot more people to target. If you, with the smaller audiences, under the current algorithm of Facebook, they have a lot harder time to have enough data for that. It also is very dependent on the budget you have. And that's another reason why I said the $15,000 range is really the realistic test budget for the larger campaigns that are actually going to scale, because you need to be having enough traffic and enough conversions happening for Facebook to actually optimize that. And the story they tell is you actually need about 20 conversions per ad set in order for it to optimize for conversions. In the past, it used to look at the conversion pixel itself as a whole. Now it's more on an ad set level. So in the past, we used to be able to run, you know, very granular, and we'd share that one conversion pixel across 100 different ad sets that we were targeting. And it was able to optimize it all based on a single conversion pixel. Now, with the standard event conversion pixel and the new pixel that's shared with the audiences, it's looking for a much larger audience.
So as we start to wrap up, I have a question. If you were sitting across the table from a business owner that had an existing customer list, doesn't have to be big, and they have products that are for sale, what are 3 major takeaways you'd want them to walk away with?
So it's a customer list or it's an email list, right?
It's a buyer's list. So those are buyers people list, okay, that have purchased from that business owner.
So I would take the buyer's list, create a custom audience based on that. That's going to be probably your exclusion list. So assuming that, depending on how many products you have, but it could be that if it's an e-commerce store, it could also be your retargeting list, because your repeat customers are going to be your best customers. I would then create a lookalike audience for that buyer's list as well. And if it's an international offer, you want to create that lookalike audience for each of the different countries that you want. The top U.S. I mean, the top English speaking ones are U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, and New Zealand. If your offer is international, you can then target all of those. And then I would test, one would be to test the lookalike audience directly. At first, you're going to probably be running the ads for link clicks because you won't have the conversion pixel set up yet. But you want to create your conversion pixel, put that on your conversion page, whether it's your checkout completion page or your opt-in completion page, something like that. And then run your ads with link clicks until you start getting conversions. Once you start getting conversions, you can then converted over to a optimized for conversion campaign as well. That same lookalike audience, and that should bring your cost per conversion down as well.
Okay, those are three great takeaways. Don't, as a listener, don't feel like it's overwhelming. It really is not. I'm not the most tech savvy, and I've been able to do some of this, so it does work, and it actually gets results. So it's wonderful.
Yep, and the other thing to add with this, the other reason to use Google Analytics is because if you are going to use AdWords or anything like that, you can actually create similar thing called the remarketing list on AdWords that are basically the same as custom audiences, and actually advertise on AdWords as well based on all the different criteria they have in Google Analytics.
So how can our listeners follow up with you, ask a question, and say thanks?
Sure, they can check us out on YouTube by searching for Paid Traffic Lab. That's our content outlet for us this year. We're building that channel out this year. They can also check out our agency at paidtraffic.com.
Okay. And at paidtraffic.com, I believe the email is kevin@paidtraffic.com.
Yep. So if you have any questions or you want to reach out and you have some kind of needs or have any questions about paid traffic, we'll be happy to answer any questions you have. So that's kevin@paidtraffic.com.
Perfect. And as loyal listeners will know, I've had Kevin on the podcast actually a couple times. Kevin's one of my best friends, and I have him on because he always, one, he blows everyone's mind with the knowledge that he has, and he's very genuine and gets right into the details of the things that make a difference. So make sure you at least say thanks for this interview. It's been a pleasure having you on today.
Thanks a lot.